Thank you, Jesus. All right. Sunday morning, 8/11/24. This first prophet's corners cut called a smooth transition. Everybody ready? Follow the Spirit and you will make the transition smoothly. Follow the Spirit and you will make the transition smoothly. Those that walk in the Spirit will not have much of a transition, for they are used to the ways of the Spirit. Looking inside where peace resides, the storm is on the outside, but peace reigns on the inside. They have learned to walk by the inward instead of the outward. The Holy Spirit will show you the way with every step you are required to take. Peace always makes the call. Peace is the umpire. Have no fear, for you will not miss it. Whatever is going on, I am in charge, and I'm still working on the walking on the waves and speaking to them in the wind. Peace be still. Follow the Spirit, you will follow the truth. He is navigating all that is mine through this transition. I was disturbed when I saw some things posted the other night. I don't know if you saw them. It was from a certain person, CK, we'll just say. And it was all these pictures of the Galactic Force meeting with President Trump, which looked real, but they looked like normal people. And then you see all these photoshopped pictures of him and Melania on spaceships, and she looks like a Palladian or a Nordic, whatever. And I'm thinking, these are Christians. These are Christians. It's not just one Christian. These are Christians that are, and there's several channels that join up with this channel, that they all air the same thing, listen to the same podcasters. You better be going by what's on the inside of you instead of this garbage on the outside. The kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God. Of his kingdom, there will be no end. He will reign forever, and you will reign with him. Cheer up. I have overcome the world. Hey, we already fought the battle, right? We need not fight in this battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. This is a battle between good and evil. I saw a meme last week, and I think I mentioned it maybe Wednesday night, that it said World War III is spiritual. Absolutely. It's between good and evil. This transition will not come by doing natural things, but by doing spiritual things. Whatever the Spirit says to you, do it. That's spiritual. If he says you do a natural thing, that's spiritual. The storm is upon you in this nation, but I am the calm in the storm. To the wicked, I am the storm. Stay with me, walking on top of the waves and speaking peace to all the winds of doctrine sent to deceive. The wind and the waves come, but peace will prevail. You know, you can see with Blue Beam and the med beds and the ships and the Palladians and the Nordics and all those on the ships that are so kind and here to help. Isn't this still the beast system in Revelation where it says through their sorceries they have deceived the nations? It's just a continuation. It's not anything new. They've been deceiving the nations for a long time. This is just an amped up version. You can walk through this whole transition process on top. Remember the slogan, out on top? Remember you had a word about that, out on top. Well, anyway, out on top. I misspelled out. Imagine that. It is up to you, head not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessed coming in, blessed going out is what the peaceful walk is all about. A woman, when she is in travail, is in pain, but once the baby is born, there's no more memory of the pain, only joy of the birth. It will be the same for you. A new nation is being born, and you are in the transition process. Transition is the most painful, but the last stage before birth. I wrote this on 8/6/24 a.m. Donald John Trump posted at 10:52 a.m. and he said, thank you. Q post, 10:52. Your trust and faith in us is enough. You elected us to do the heavy lifting. Enjoy the show. Birth of a new nation, new world. I thought that was interesting. Same day. It was later in the day. All right.